Louis, really good to see you again. The last time I saw you, it was all smiles because you'd won the British F4 Championship. It's been a little while since I've seen you since. Good to see you here at the Bark Awards this evening, picking up that award, but also the thing that's putting the smile on your face, the unexpected one. You've picked up the Peter Collins Trophy. That's quite something. You must be so proud of that.
Yeah, no, it was. It came to a complete surprise to me. So, no, massive privilege to receive the award. Also, big thank you to the Bark for recognizing me for the award. So it was a nice end to an already pretty special night.
I don't want to dwell too much on last season because a lot of it has been said. In fact, you and I have talked about it. I think I spoke to you pretty much every weekend of the season last year. It was a nail biter towards the end, wasn't it?
No, without a doubt, it was tough. But I think to have gotten it done under those circumstances made it even sweeter. So it was I definitely had to kind of dig deep and pull something out. But no, big thank you to the team and big thank you to all my supporters for being there and helping me out. And in the end, we were able to get it done. So no, really, really, really happy.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned to everybody this evening, GB3 beckons for you. Another challenge. I mean, you went into the F4 Championship and you had to wait a couple of rounds, didn't you, before you could start. You laid a marker down. You came back. You won it. Can you do that again in GB3?
I think so. Obviously, I wouldn't be racing unless I was trying to win. So it's definitely the plan going forward. Obviously, I want to be right at the front from the get go. So my goal is to be winning races, finishing on the podium, and hopefully winning the championship. I mean, obviously, I will be a rookie in this series, so there's going to be a lot to take on board in a short amount of time. But no, I'm really confident in myself, but also in the team that we can go out there and I guess make a good impression from the first race of the season.
Yeah, and in GB3, hopefully catch up with some of the drivers that you've competed against previously.
Yeah, I think so. I think a few of the F4 boys from this year will be stepping up, so it'll be nice to race against them again. Also, there'll be a few new drivers that I'll be racing against. I think GB3 is going to be super competitive this year. There's a lot of drivers returning for their second or third year in that championship, so no, it's going to be tough, and they're definitely going to be good out the box with all that experience. But no, I'm really looking forward to getting out there and getting amongst it.
I was chatting to your dad before, who's obviously over here with you, and you referenced him and your support network as being the fundamental thing which has enabled you to go racing and keeps you in the zone, but also is your sort of grounding, your route, isn't it, for what happens for you in racing?
No, exactly. I mean, if he hadn't made the sacrifice of moving over to the other side of the world and joining me on this journey, I wouldn't have achieved what I have. So although he keeps me honest, he keeps me in line. But no, it's great to have him here with me. And also it's nice to have family here with me because it is a big thing moving across the world. So to have a bit of home with me over here, it really makes the process of moving but also living over here a lot easier.
Yeah, when we first met a couple of years ago, I think I said to you, you know, are you missing home yet? Back in, because the weather over here at the beginning of the year isn't particularly brilliant, is it? And you said, no, it's okay, but it's good going back to see my friends. Do you feel more settled over here now?
No, definitely. I think I've definitely settled into a good routine. It's nice. I do enjoy living over here, especially I love the racing side of things. Although it is nice to sneak back at the end of the year and head back home to New Zealand to see a few family and friends. It's nice, but also at the same time, I've got plenty of family and friends over here as well. So it's really good, and I really enjoy it. And I think the reason I've had the success I've had is because I'm in a good environment and I'm loving what I'm doing.
You're still incredibly young, you won't mind me saying that, but you are an old head on young shoulders. I've said this to you before, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching you drive and win last season. The slope gets steeper, the stairs get steeper now, don't they, to reach your ultimate ambition, which is F1. That's a heck of a journey. You started it well, but it's still a heck of a way to go.
No, I mean it's been a good start to my ambition of getting to Formula One. But like you said, there's a long way to go. So the hard work it doesn't stop now. It's going to get harder every year, and it's going to get more challenging and more competitive every year. But no, I'm loving the challenge so far, and I'm really excited for the future. And I wouldn't be here doing this if I didn't love it. And I love every second of it, whether it's good or bad. So no, I can't wait to get back into the car this year for another season. But also I'm really looking forward to the future.
Absolutely, congratulations. On not just winning the F4 Championship, but on the Peter Collins Trophy. One final question, and it's a cheeky one. What do you do with all the Amalgato watches that you picked up?
I'm just sitting in my room at the moment, so
Love them.
yeah. So I've no. I mean, it's pretty cool to have a watch sponsor for the
Yeah.
championship like Omlegato. So no. Again, a big thank you for them to them for doing what they're doing. But no, it's the nice watches. I really enjoy having them, enjoy wearing them, and no, it's the first proper watch I've owned. So it's
Gone
no,
one, at
it's
least one on each wrist.
yeah. No,
You've done that. That
exactly.
would be great. Louis, an absolute pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much.